I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The computer worm called Blaster continues to squirm through computers around the globe, today wrecking havoc at aerospace giant Lockheed Martin's facilities in Colorado and Pennsylvania and causing problems here at NPR, too. There's also a new worm variant making the rounds that exploits the same vulnerability as Blaster, but in a twist, this new worm tries to disinfect machines. While the idea is nice, good worms versus bad worms, it's also creating its own set of problems. Earlier today, my colleague Karen Grigsby Bates spoke to Alfred Huger. He's Senior Director of Engineering at Symantec Security Response. That's a computer security firm.
Can you tell me, please, who is being affected by these worms?
Well, these worms, unfortunately, are affecting both consumers and large enterprise. The most recent one, the Welchia virus that removes the other virus, the Blaster virus, is causing a great deal of grief for large corporate customers, more so than consumers.
So who created the helper worm? I mean, it sounds like their heart was in the right place, but what's the effect then?
Well, as to who created it, I'm not sure, and I don't know that we will ever be sure. Typically, authors of worms like this go unfound. But in terms of why it's breaking so many networks, it was written with the best of intentions, but it is very, very noisy. So on internal networks, on intranets, it tends to flood out the network.
Mr. Huger, can you talk to me at all about what's happening currently? We heard that Lockheed is the latest corporation to get tunneled into by the worm. Are there other things that corporations are worried about, and are there other corporations you've heard about that are having this problem?
I can't speak specifically to any names, but yes, we're definitely seeing very large enterprises being severely affected by this most recent worm.
We hear about worms a lot. Some people hear about them and have no idea what they are. Refresh our memory.
A worm typically is a piece of software on the internet that tries to break into your computer and then use it for something else. In this particular instance, for the Blaster worm, it breaks into your computer and then does nothing else except try to break into your neighbor's computer and as many others as you can.
And how do you get infected in the first place?
Well, worms typically take advantage of software vulnerabilities. They take advantage of software vulnerabilities in your computer, or they trick users into launching them. So some come over email that are attachments that they want you to run. And like these most recent ones, they simply break into your computer using software flaws.
And what's the difference between a worm and a virus?
That's a good question. And typically a worm uses those vulnerabilities. And a virus spreads itself through misconfigured computers or through tricking users.
Now, your company just placed these worms at a 4 on a scale of 1 to 5. Have we ever had a 5?
We have never had a 5.
Okay, so that's something we can look forward to in the future.
Yes.
Now, how's your computer doing?
My computer's doing just fine, but I have the benefit of antivirus and a lot of forewarning on these things.
Anything that we should be doing in the future to protect ourselves against this, or are we just, you know, this is it?
This one would have been very easy to protect against if people actually updated their Microsoft patches. So that little annoying icon that's in the lower right-hand window for everybody's computer, when it tells you to update, it's generally a pretty good idea to update.
Mr. Huger, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks to Karen Grigsby Bates for keeping us up to date on why computers are not running so well today. She spoke with Alfred Huger. He's Senior Director of Engineering at Symantec Security Response, a computer security firm.